December 18, 1921. Peace is the springtime of the soul. I was feeling very oppressed and distressed because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. After one entire day of pain, late at night he came, and clinging to my neck with his arms, he told me, "My daughter, what is it? I see a mood and a shadow in you which render you dissimilar from me, and break the current of beatitude which has almost always existed between me and you. Everything is peace in me, therefore I do not tolerate in you even one shadow which may shade your soul. Peace is the springtime of the soul. All virtues bloom, grow and smile, like plants and flowers at the rays of the sun in springtime, which dispose all things of nature to produce, each one, its own fruit. If it wasn't for the spring, which shakes the plants from the torpor of cold with its enchanting smile, and clothes the earth with a flowery mantle that calls everyone to admire it with its sweet enchantment, the earth would be horrid and the plants would end up withering. So, peace is the divine smile which shakes the soul from any torpor. Like celestial springtime, it shakes the soul from the cold of passions, of weaknesses, of thoughtlessnesses, etc., and with its smile it makes all flowers bloom, more than in a flowery field, and it makes all plants grow, through which the celestial farmer is pleased to stroll and pick the fruits, to make of them his food. Therefore, the peaceful soul is my garden, in which I enjoy and amuse myself. Peace is light, and everything that the soul thinks of, says and does, is light that she emanates. And the enemy cannot get close to her, because he feels struck, wounded and dazzled by this light, and is forced to flee so as not to be blinded. Peace is dominion, not only of oneself, but also of others. So, before a peaceful soul, all remain either conquered or confused and humiliated. Therefore, they either let themselves be dominated, remaining as friends, or they leave confused, unable to sustain the dignity, the imperturbability, the sweetness of a soul who possesses peace. Even the most perverted ones feel the power that she contains. This is why I glory so much in making myself called God of Peace, Prince of Peace. There's no peace without me. I alone possess it and I give it to my children, as legitimate children who remain bound as heirs of all my goods. The world, creatures, do not have this peace. And what is not possessed cannot be given. At the most they can give an apparent peace, which torments them inside, a false peace, which contains a poisonous sip within it. And this poison puts to sleep the remorses of conscience, and leads one to the kingdom of vice. Therefore, true peace is I, and I want to conceal you in my peace, so that you may never be disturbed, and the shadow of my peace, like dazzling light, may keep far away from you anything or anyone who might shade your peace.